Hey, Jawarik here. So let's dive into Desire is Not Dangerous. This was such a biggie for me, by the way. So we have so much programming as women to left over from our ancestors that the idea that desire was bad, with so much shame around it, the idea that if we wanted more. Now, in fact, it was clinically, you were diagnosed with having hysteria as a woman, if you desired, physically desired more. It was the idea that how could you want to be more, have more? So much in our history, and literally I do say history, women were expected to stay as little girls. They were expected to not have a voice. They were expected to do as they behaved as the man wanted to. That was then. And it's not saying about how the masculine is now, but that programming is in our bodies. And for so many of us, growing up, what we then experience is being a good girl, that we're supposed to, again, do as we're told. And the fact that we have this desire, both a sexual desire, a physical desire, a desire for more, a desire for independence. And yet every part of our growth within school, within our society, within our home, we then get these messages that say, no, do as you're told. Do as you're told. Do smaller, do better, do what's acceptable. So what happens is we get this program that believes that it's wrong and it's bad to desire more. We're allowed to desire what is acceptable to those around us. Now, I know that you have been doing work. I know that you've been doing the self-love. I know that this isn't a new beginning for you. But I want you to understand that the shift in shame and accepting how to see desire differently. Now, for me, the biggest shift was accepting that desire is a divine energy and it is life force energy. Everything in nature, every single thing in nature has desire to live, to grow, to copulate, to, you know, connect, to have more, because the energy of life itself is to grow. We only have to look at plants and animals and evolution, all right? We are here to have more. And that is not just a masculine thing. It is a feminine thing. And it's within us to have both these energies that say it's good and right for me to have more. Now, of course, if you were like me and you experienced any form to add to that shame, any maybe sexual trauma or abuse or something that didn't feel right, even if you just had relationships that fell off, if you wanted to lead in the sexual area of that, or maybe you had when you started having desire and you wanted to masturbate and touch yourself, all these things interconnect. The idea that this desire, this life force throwing through your body is somehow bad. Now, I remember as a little girl, I remember discovering that it felt comfortable and felt quite nice if I was lying on my front and moving back and forth on the carpet. And I remember that I was doing that in the front room. I discovered how it felt. And I remember my mum saying, darling, I know that feels nice, but it's not something we do in public. And that was such a beautiful way of saying it. And that was a really positive point. However, on the opposite side, unfortunately, I also discovered, you know, I experienced sexual traumatization. So, and then had experiences that built a negative approach. But that energy, that feeling, that first time you discover that your body feels good in desire, physical desire, but also when we think about it in food desire. Now, your body naturally tells you it wants food. It's hungry. And yet we've been so programmed to have negative relationship with food. I mean, how many messages have we all had to go through regarding size and what you can and can't eat, and our too much sugar being put into the collective food? So we get these negative programmings that you have probably played out about your desire with food. It's a really great way to see if your relationship is healthy with food, then you probably have a healthier relationship with desire of money and a desire of a richer, fuller life. Desire plays out sexually. It plays out in hunger. It plays out in the way that we drink. It plays out in the way that we grab life. Because our earliest psychological shifts are oral, anal, and genital. These are all about desire and control. And when we go through these early phases of our developmental stages, we learn that, is it safe for me to have and is it safe for me to let go? And that's where desire gets played out. And now for me, it has been an endless journey. But I would say that it seemed to take forever. And yet I can finally say that I am in this state, that I have a very healthy relationship with food. I have a very healthy relationship with sex. I have a very healthy relationship with living and with money. And that's because it's like, I finally set myself free. And so from this space, I want to tell you that you have full permission to accept your desire. Whether that's a desire for beauty, I fucking love beauty. I love being in nature beauty. I love being around art. I love being around architecture. I love being around beautiful clothing. I don't like things for falseness, but I do like things for beauty, craftsmanship, love and passion that's been put in, beautiful books, beautiful food, all of those things. So I want you to know that you can have full permission to experience the richness of life and that you get to have more and it gets to be limitless. There is no limit to what you can have. In fact, when we think about money, the collective of humanity, we have never been so rich ever. And now even though you could argue the distribution, but the whole of humanity has never been so rich. Even if you're somebody who 100 years ago would be in a tribe and didn't have a bike, everybody now has a bike. Like there are shifts that have happened for the collective of the whole of humanity. So you are allowed to have more and more money, more money, more money. There has never been so much money on this planet and there's only becoming more because the truth is in the quantum field, there is no limit. There is no limit and your soul knows this. So I want you to imagine for yourself, what would it be like if you became the rich femme and you took my permission to give yourself full permission for whatever you desire. One of the stages that I did was actually learn to give myself full permission to eat whatever I wanted to eat when I wanted to eat it. And I practiced this a few times when I was traveling. And I lost weight because my body would regulate. And that taught me that if I let my desire run free, my body regulates to knowing what it wants and what it doesn't want. And that's the thing. Desire is an energy that tells you when to move forward and when not to. So it's about this body acceptance. And of course, if we haven't had the opportunity to learn how to regulate with our own desire, not suppress it, but allow the body to guide us, we will move into our cycle. But if we've not been able to do that, and we've seen that our natural cycle, either our hormonal cycle, which will stimulate our sexual desire, or our desire for food, and we've been told we can't eat this, we can't eat this, any of that, when we let ourselves go, yeah, there's going to be a bit like that happens when people go on to ferries. They go on to cruises. And the first thing that happens is people go absolutely fucking nuts for the first 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. They go nuts on the buffet because it's all you can eat. And then you naturally regulate because there's only so much food you can actually eat. There's only so much sex you can actually have. But for a lot of us, this shame happens around not just when we're toddlers, which is the first stage, but the second stage as a teenager when you discover your own sexual desires and you want to have more and you want to be different. And it's sexual desire and it's physical desire, desire to be different to your family, independence. And in those times when we're a teenager, what can happen is that we can push it too far, we get hurt. But if we haven't got the safe space to go, that's okay. You'll be fine. Brush yourself down, pick yourself up, which is what happens in nature. You learn through the too much and not enough is that we then don't do it anymore. And then we hold ourselves back. Well, I'm giving you full permission. The world won't end. Whatever age you have reached out to now, okay, you are way beyond your toddler and teenage phases. And the body can give you an opportunity to regulate if you trust yourself enough. You can do it in bite-sized pieces. You can do it in small spots. But the place is To feel safe and secure is to do things inside a container, like the Rich Femme Evolution. That's what it's there for, to guide you through these elemental, important body shifts, developmental phases, that the body knows naturally. It just needs a chance to catch up. Now, part of this, of course, is also forgiving yourself. Perhaps you've used alcohol, perhaps you've used drugs, perhaps you've used sex. All of these ways that you've tried to break free, because it isn't just about numbing. It is about breaking free. It's about trying to let your desire energy out in one way or another. But that desire energy is creative life force. It needs to be directed to something. It needs to be directed to self-expression, singing, art, playing, traveling, eating, sex. It needs to be expressed. It's a life force that must be expressed. And when you allow it to flow, life just gets better and better and better and better and better. But I can tell you through my time that as I'm recording this, I have spent the last 3 days doing a whole load of wonderful touristy things whilst I'm traveling around France. And I did, one day was Monet's Garden, the next was Versailles, yesterday was in Paris, and I went to the Louvre. And I loved every single part of it, every single part of it. And I realized also that today, the next couple of days, will be about the desire is to have quiet time. It's to do creative time. It's to do me expressing myself. It's this time. And it's like, I know when I need to be out in my desire, out into the world, connecting with others. And I know when to be coming back to myself and ebbing. And resting and chilling and being in a smaller space. So that is part of that desire as well. And we go into more of that in part two inside the Rich Femme Evolution. But from this point, desire is not dangerous. You may have learnt or thought or believed desire is dangerous, a sin, any programming that you have. It's your job to get out of that, to forgive yourself, to forgive where you didn't get it right before and have another go. Because I'm telling you, desire is divine. It is your divine life force. It is what is the biggest part of evolution, of survival and thriving. And you cannot thrive without that key desire. So it's okay for you to have more, to want more, to desire more, but it's accepting that there's no shame about it. Look forward to speaking to you on the next episode.